Bob Rivers in the morning and the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. KJRFM HD1, Seattle. 95.7 KJR, an iHeart radio station.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light?
That's Vicky Martinez.
What's so proud?
She's at a Lakers game. How about that?
Twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. Still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free? And the
want to hear something about Vicky Martinez?
Yeah, what?
She's coming back to Tacoma, okay, to play a benefit show for her former manager, this guy Reed Riley, who needs triple bypass surgery and does not have enough cash to cover it. And it's an awesome fundraiser. Sunday, March 4th, 7 p.m. in at Jazz Bones in Tacoma. Tickets are $25. They go on sale 5 p.m. today. We will put a link at bobrivers.com.
Good for her. Boy, I got to tell you, that was... I mean, to do that completely with no reverb, no anything, and hit those notes at the end.
Sounded great.
At a Lakers game?
I was drier than Lindsay Lohan at a court date.
Hey, good job. I'm watching Joan Rivers' Twitter. Is she supposed to be on soon, right?
Yeah,
is that her?
She's finishing up, I think.
Well, I'm getting busy signals.
Okay. Well, get her whenever you get her. Yeah. Remember, I don't know if she'll use this joke when we talk to her, but I told you she's one of those celebrities I like to follow on Twitter. In fact, I'm going to put Paula Poundstone on there today because Paula said she writes jokes too.
I read some of her Twitter feed this morning.
Is
and
it
it's
funny?
Hysterical, yeah.
Okay. Joan Rivers says, Jennifer Lopez and I have both experienced nipple slips at the Oscars. The only difference is that mine were peeking out of an open-toed shoe.
Woo!
Oh, gotta love it. She also really does share her family stuff. She talks about her grandchild and what she's doing. Joan Rivers, coming up as soon as her line's not busy. She has been on so many media outlets lately. The Barbara Walters interview, David Letterman. Joe is doing a Google search on her and says that just in the last 3 hours... there are a pile of news stories about Joan Rivers. That's how hot she is at the moment.
It's a nonstop barrage of Joan Rivers news. If you go to Google and then you type Joan Rivers, you go to the news section. Joan Rivers is reduced to a rage after makeup artist tells her she looks 90. That's the headline on the Daily Mail in London this morning. The Hollywood gossip headline, Joan Rivers mocks, poses like Angelina Jolie on Fashion Police. That's from 3 hours ago. Let's see. Will Ferrell shrugs off feud with Joan of Snark. That's from the New York Daily News just 3 hours ago.
Wow.
Here's another one. Chris Brown and Rihanna have reunited to record two new songs, although I wouldn't expect much. I hear it's something they plan to just slap together.
Ooh. Boom, daddy.
Attention Seattle, I'll be performing on February 29th at Benaroya Hall. Don't miss it. Tickets available here. All right. So we'll move on in case she's got some other media thing that's hanging over. Let's get some news now. And there is a lot going on in case you missed it yesterday. Mitt Romney pulled out and eked out a win in Minnesota and won very big in Arizona. Here's Jody.
Thank you. Brought to you by QFC. But we can't talk about that because we have to go outside the country for some breaking news that happened this morning. The U.S. announced today that North Korea agreed to something very important. They agreed to implement a moratorium on nuclear testing, long-range missile launching, and all nuclear activities, including enrichment at their nuclear complex. They further said that they will allow U.N. nuclear watchdog inspectors to ensure compliance. And this is kind of a big deal. The State Department said that the U.S. in return agreed to finalize details of a food aid package and help them out in other ways that are relevant to their bilateral ties. So that's kind of a big deal this morning.
I love North Korea because on Sunday they came out and said it's all out war because of these war games that South Korea and us were going to do some joint exercises. They said that's it. This is war. And that's when I knew we pretty much had them where we like to have them.
You were pretty sure that was the last gasp.
That's what they always do. I mean, they always do that. They always come out and say, that's it. We're ready to let the missiles fly. And then 2 days later, they always go, yeah, we'll quit thinking about nukes for a while. We could use the food.
James Murdoch, under increasing pressure from that phone hacking scandal with News Corp, has resigned this morning as executive chairman of News International. Everyone said we're grateful, blah, 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 for the leadership, blah, 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 but we all know that he had to step down. He will focus on the company's international TV business now, i.e. they will bury him in a closet somewhere. Suspected operational head of Al-Qaeda was arrested this morning at Cairo International Airport, we are told from Egyptian security sources through NBC News. Widely believed to have taken over as the operational head of Al-Qaeda following the death of Osama bin Laden, this was the guy who was behind the guy who rose to be the guy, and now he is captured.
He's flying coach, the head of Al-Qaeda. I mean, they just get him in a security line?
I don't know exactly where they got him. Other than it was at the airport, I do know that the State Department had originally offered a reward of up to $5 million for information leading to his arrest or conviction. So this is someone that they wanted very much. He was a high-ranking member of the Al-Qaeda organization, wanted in connection with the 98 bombings of U.S. embassies in Tanzania and Kenya. He is the alleged operational commander of those attacks and then some. So that is good news. I want to play this audio because it has gone viral, as Pedro predicted. There was a girl who was getting her wisdom teeth pulled, and she was then videoed, as people are now prone to do. The deal with her is that she couldn't understand why there was gauze in her mouth, and if you've ever had wisdom teeth pulled, you know they have to plug up that hole with gauze, so your mouth is kind of full. So this is video on YouTube that's getting a lot of play.
Hey. Where are we? You are at home.
What's in my mouth?
Gauze. What? Don't touch it. You had your wisdom teeth out. Yeah, you did.
What's in my mouth?
Gauze.
What?
You had your wisdom teeth out. Don't touch it.
Oh. Why?
Why what?
What's in my mouth?
Why is this
gauze?
A YouTube video?
Yeah. It's a big deal.
Where are we?
Oh.
We're home, right?
What's in my mouth?
Gauze.
Why?
You had your wisdom teeth out.
I did?
Yeah?
It's okay, she's like 20.
How you feel?
I really want it.
You feel good? What do you want to do now?
What's in my mouth?
Gauze. You ready to go in?
Okay.
All right. Say bye.
Bye.
See you later.
What's in my mouth?
She doesn't know what it is. You know what? A kid doesn't know what gauze is.
Yeah.
And when you say gauze,
a 20-year-old knows what gauze is. It's a 20-year-old girl.
Yeah, she's old enough. We're allowed to laugh at her.
Ridiculous.
What are you so upset about, Nancy?
Well, I mean, that is the most.
Let's call him Nancy every time he gets mock upset.
I'm not mock upset. That is. That is just horrible. What an ass of a parent that is.
What?
Why?
You got a kid who's, you know, been to the dentist. She's on nitrous or Novocaine.
She's not five.
She's also not, you know, she's drugged up.
Yeah.
And you're making fun of her. You're filming this poor girl who doesn't know who she is, doesn't know what's in her mouth, doesn't know where she is. Yeah. And you think this is the kind of sport that you should put on YouTube?
Oh. Are you just upset because you took Darby to the dentist yesterday?
You know what?
I agree with you, but I'm just not outraged by it at all.
I just, the fact that we're celebrating this kind of crap, really? So this mother has done nothing of value in her whole flipping life except film her poor kid who's drugged up on dental gas.
Wait, Spike, I just have one question.
Yeah.
My foot's going to be in your mouth. You keep up this what's in my mouth one more time.
Right. That's today's viral YouTube night video. It is 9:15. You can see Joan Rivers critiquing the evening wear of the stars every year at the Oscars. How often do you get to see her? In person. You can see her on Tuesday nights with her daughter Melissa on their WeTV series. But no, in addition to that, you must see this comedy legend and one of the funniest and hardest working people in show business in person tonight at Benaroya Hall when they present her live in an evening with Joan Rivers, the lady, the legend, the dirt. For all the information on where to purchase some very good but limited last-minute seats, I'm telling you folks, this is an opportunity. Just go to bobrivers.com. We will hook you up. Joan Rivers, welcome back to the Bob Rivers Show.
I'm glad to be back, and I don't care. And when they say this, I'm limited seats. I don't care. I'm just glad to go to Seattle. I'm glad to talk to you. The Oscars was so much fun. Joan and Melissa is a hit. Fashion Police is a hit. I am floating around on the world.
Well, you are, and by the way,
sounds
Joan,
like it.
Joan, I sort of feel a little bit like I know you better now because I started, we spoke maybe a year ago or whatever. I started following you on Twitter, and may I say that you share your life. You also put real good jokes, real good material up there.
No, you're totally right. It's not that I share my life. I have no life.
There it is.
I have no life, so I have time to do Twitter. Any celebrity has time to do Twitter. That tells everybody they have no life. Nothing is going on.
Well,
there's no distractions.
Yeah, that's true. But I also know about your grandson Cooper, yes, and that you were the snack mom at his football game. That's pretty nice stuff.
It hates me.
He hates you.
hates me behind my back.
Wow. He's not blown away that Joan Rivers is his grandma. No, he doesn't get that.
Melissa and I both, you know, we've grown up. She grew up in the business, and he's growing up in the business, which is great because he gets to see how much fun it is. And he knows on the Joan and Melissa reality show on WeTV Tuesday nights, 9:00.
Yeah,
WeTV gets crazy if you don't say that. He gets to be friendly and hang out with the crew, and he just loves the backstage part of it, which is so much fun because the crew is all 11 years old and adorable. You know, they're all young and excited.
Do you ever do a Google, like a news alert on yourself, Joan, to see just how much is being written about you at any given hour of any given day?
No, I do a Google alert. You know, I was very upset about J-Lo because my nipple showed too. But I was very upset because no one was looking at my shoes, so they didn't see it.
Love you.
Love it.
I should have done a Google alert.
Well, let me tell you, just in the last few hours, you're making headlines in London. You're making headlines in New York. I mean, I don't know how many of these stories are true.
Which one?
Well, let's see. In the Daily Mail, 5 hours ago, they published a big story that you were reduced to a rage after a makeup artist told you looked 90.
Yes, because I didn't. I looked 120. No,
how dare he? Yeah.
My makeup artist, she is Adele, who's done me for 40 years, so she's as blind as I am. Oh, so neither one could have seen if I looked bad.
Also just published this morning, Joan Rivers is a porn expert, thanks to daughter Melissa's boyfriend.
That's true, and get ready. You're all going to get vibrators for Christmas.
Thank you.
Now another one.
Now, let's see if we have this right. Melissa is dating Jason.
A businessman. She is dating a terrific businessman.
Who happens?
Who owns six different businesses, one of which is Vivid.
Vivid
Entertainment. Which I now know all about.
Yeah, but you didn't know about that at first.
You know, he was very smart. He called Melissa before he even took her out and said, I'm telling you, if you start going out with me, all they're going to talk about is that I own Vivid, the porn site. They right. never will talk about anything else.
Right.
And that's exactly what happened. And but it's great. Do you know they sell to all the Mormon hotels? I know who buy porn now.
Mormon hotels. So yeah, that's fascinating. So he also owns, like, what, daycare
Rick
centers?
Rick Santorum.
Major
customer.
Got it. So anyway, so that's interesting. And then you have moved in with Melissa. But
yes.
I understand it's only 4 or 5 days away. It's not the whole 7 days.
I moved in originally the whole day, and it wasn't right for her. It wasn't right for me. So I go back and forth. I stay out there. I do Fashion Police and Joan and Melissa for 4 days a week at Missy's house. She's very lucky. And then 3 days I go in, I do my QVC jewelry company. Everyone forgets I own and run a jewelry company. I'm like the Joan Crawford on the East Coast. I wear big shoulders and I come in and say, we need blue. And they say she's drunk again. And she looks 90.
She looks 90. Bastard. And now, then you get upset. It's 120.
Now, hey, at least five different, I got to get you real quick, because at least five different newspapers this morning are saying, Joan Rivers on Angelina Jolie's Oscar post says, idiotic, Auschwitz-like.
Idiotic beyond idiotic.
Okay.
I mean, we all thought she was such a natural great star. You realize she must have posed in front of the mirror to figure out that stupid pose, which is like a joke.
With the big leg sticking out.
With the big leg. Yeah. And now somebody has a thing on the internet with they did the leg on the other side, too.
So she's squatting. I love that.
She looks like she's squatting. It's hilarious.
Yeah. Photoshop is a wonderful thing.
Too thin. Bad image to send to girls.
No.
Her arm, Melissa McCarthy, at the dinner party afterwards, used her arm as a toothpick. I never saw an arm like that in my life. There's no room for a tattoo. She can only put half her kids' names on that skinny arm. It says, shy. Instead of Shiloh.
All right. At the Oscars, by the way, did you feel bad for anybody? Did you feel bad for, like, Viola Davis?
I felt bad for Viola Davis when I saw Iron Lady, because I said this isn't a performance that has to win. And it's almost, they should almost take Meryl Streep out of the running. Do you know what I mean?
Right,
and
right.
And put her in like a Hall of Fame.
It's not even fair.
It wasn't fair, yeah.
Viola Davis was brilliant. Wonderful. And she's a brilliant actress. Everyone's gotten her in Proof. Now, what was the one with the nun that she did that she was so amazing in? But against Meryl Streep, why bother?
Why bother even
Buy
showing up?
Buy a sandwich and go to the movies that night.
Hey, did you know that Meryl Streep donated $10,000 to help save a school that Viola went to the next day?
Yes,
did you hear about that?
Also gave her maid the day off.
Man, she's throwing punches in here.
How would it feel watching Brad and Angelina at home if you were Jennifer Aniston? What do you think?
Well, you know, Jennifer Aniston is going through menopause. Get over it. Jennifer, time to move on.
All right.
I don't care if they take your husband 10 years ago. Move on. You're young. You're gorgeous. You're rich as hell. She's got $500 million.
Jeez.
You're beautiful. You're a movie star. Stop whining.
She says she's happier.
Get a job at Macy's and try to sell hats to ugly women. Those are the people that should whine.
She says she's happier than she's ever been, is what she told CBS yesterday.
She did say that last
week. Well, that's the happiest with that sourpuss. That's not very happy.
Yeah. Did you see George Clooney's movie, The Descendants, by any chance?
Yeah, I liked it.
I liked it, too. Yeah.
You know what's ruining his life? He's too good looking because he's a wonderful actor, and people don't realize what a good actor he is.
Whoa, you have only nice things to say about him.
Oh, he's great. And he's a gentleman. Mm. I hate to tell you, Bob, on the red carpet, they're few and far, but he's a gentleman, and he's a star.
Wow.
And he's fabulous. I'm crazed for George Clooney.
What'd you
and
think?
The girlfriend's very nice, too, but she shouldn't learn the phone number.
What did you think of Sacha Baron Cohen and that get-up and the ashes and all that
the
mess?
The most brilliant piece of PR I have ever seen. He knew it was live, that it would go all over the world. They wouldn't let him into the Oscars. and he didn't tell anybody. I thought that I threw ashes all over Jimmy Kimmel last night.
Didn't get nearly as much press.
Not nearly as much. Obviously, he didn't even know about it. So, but I thought it was brilliant. You know, when you're dealing with comedians, Robin Williams one time tried to eat the feathers on my dress. Comedians are comedians. Dustin Hoffman one time grabbed me, picked me up, and crashed into the, we didn't have tickets, crashed into someplace. You know, when a when you're talking to a comedian, you're going to get comedy.
That's it.
And Ryan Seacrest, when he walked in as the dictator, what did he think was going to happen?
Really?
Now, you said George Clooney was a gentleman on the red carpet, like unlike some. Who have you had serious problems with walking up the red carpet?
Russell Crowe is garbage. Tommy Lee Jones, despicable. I mean, there's some of them that a lot of the people now turn their backs when they see them coming. You get very busy with your notes.
What did you think of Billy Crystal's job as the MC last night, or the other night?
I think it's a no-win situation. I think he did a very good job. There was, did you laugh out loud 5 times? Yes.
Yeah.
Then it was very good. You know what I'm saying? Everybody was waiting for, like, God to come down. And God didn't come down. The angel came down in Gwyneth Paltrow. Did you
Joan,
see that white dress? I thought I was dead, and she was beckoning me.
That was pretty, yeah.
Joan Rivers, I have seen you in the last few weeks. I've seen you on Letterman. I've seen you on Barbara Walters, who I thought was a little bit... was she a little too personal with some of those questions, or did you not mind?
Barbara, or as I call her, Boo-Boo. Mm. Boo-Boo and I go back. No, we go back 35 years, so we plan to get very old together and share a nurse. So maybe the questions were too personal, but we're two old friends, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so probably got too personal. But I just adore her.
All right, so that was
and
all good.
We go back to we were carrying our babies in our arms together. Mm. So maybe so.
What I wonder when I see how hard you are working, and maybe you hate this question, but what I wonder is, Do you ever get to just relax and
yes.
contemplate your life and enjoy what you've done?
Contemplate my life? Are you out of your mind?
Maybe.
No. In our business, you can't enjoy. I love every minute of the business.
You do?
I'm not making a joke. As I said, Seattle, I'm coming there tonight. I'm thrilled to be. I love live performances. Mm. So for me, it's not work. It's I am so, this sounds corny, blessed. That I can do what I love to do. Mm. I'm going on that stage. I'm going to have a good time. If it's filled, great. If it's empty, it's empty. Everybody come down front, and we'll have a good time.
Yeah, I think you already expressed your feelings about that.
Yeah. Have a good time.
Yeah. You can hear the unedited version of what Joan said on our webcast,
awesome.
On our podcast. Right?
By the way, you have to say, Ann Rule, if you are listening, please come and bring your stupid books. I read them without a stop.
No kidding. All right, Joan Rivers, An Evening with Joan Rivers, The Lady, The Legend, The Dirt, tonight at 8 on Benaroy Hall. Joan, it is always an honor when we get to speak with you.
Guys, but I just woke up.
That's okay. We have equipment designed and created by Janet Jackson's nipple to stop that. So
there you go. There you go.
And Joan, you know, it's my dream to again meet you and interview you in person. I know your schedule makes it difficult, but we will beg again the next time you're in Seattle, and hopefully it'll work out.
I love Seattle, and I love you. And every time I see your name, I go, yes.
All right.
Thank you.
Joan Rivers. All right. And last time I saw you in person was like 12 faces ago. I don't know.
I know. I have to get the last joke in.
Huh? Yes.
Love you, Joan. Take care.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. 928, Joan Rivers right there. And yes, you can download that in the podcast. She blurted out a wonderful welcome to us. It was great. When we come back, Charlie Sheen is on his way back to prime time. Really?
It's happening.
Set your DVR. We'll tell you when.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
For Steve Austin.
Junction.
Hi, it's Dan Roberts. Join me weeknights for the 70s at 7, the best music of the decade from the best decade in music on 95.7 KJR.
I'm looking at the calendar and I cannot believe it is closing in on the end of February. 2 months already, right? Did you make New Year's resolutions? Are you still keeping them? Are you still going to the gym? Are you saving money? Personally, I hate New Year's resolutions because you never keep them. That's why this year I didn't make a New Year's resolution. I'm on Healthy Trim. I didn't have to make a resolution to lose weight. I'm already losing weight. I take Healthy Trim every morning, drink a lot of water throughout the course of my day, which is good for you no matter what you're doing, and I've lost over 35 pounds. Healthy Trim is an all-natural dietary supplement. I take it in the morning. It helps control my appetite all day long. I'm not snacking between meals. I'm not counting calories. I'm not eating boxed meals or shakes. Don't get me wrong. I still love eating food. I eat all the foods I love, not the garbage you have to eat under some programs to lose weight. Healthy Trim is clinically tested. It's guaranteed to work or your money back. And right now, when you buy a bottle of Healthy Trim, you get a second bottle free. See for yourself at HealthyTrim.com or do what I did. Give them a call at 855-888-TRIM. That's 855-888-TRIM. You can also find Healthy Trim at GNC stores nationwide.
Chaplain's Bellevue Subaru at I-90 and Eastgate in Bellevue or ChaplainsSubaru.com.
How long should your dreams live?
Long enough to pay off the house.
Long enough to send the kids to college.
Your dreams should live forever, so help protect them with American Families Life Insurance. Use our online life needs calculator or find an agent at AmFam.com to find out how much coverage is right for you and your family. Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it. Find an agent at AmFam.com or call 1-800-MY-AMFAM.
American Family Insurance.
Life insurance underwritten by American Family Life Insurance Company. Home office, Madison, Wisconsin.
Your American dream is out there. Protect it with American Family Insurance. Auto, home, business, or life, we can protect it. And this personalized coverage comes at a very affordable price. Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it. Find an agent and get a competitive quote at AmFam.com or call 1-800-MY-AMFAM.
American Family Insurance.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company and its subsidiaries. Life insurance underwritten by American Family Life Insurance Company. Home office, Madison, Wisconsin.
At 4 p.m. on a Friday, three friends imagine what they would do if they won the lottery.
If we won the lottery, I would hire a personal masseuse.
I would hire a personal masseuse and then hire a masseuse for my personal masseuse.
Well, I would hire a masseuse for my masseuse's masseuse.
That's a whole lot of masseusing.
Yes. Yes, it is.
And there you have it. Proof that more imaginations are better than one. This has been a message from Washington's Lottery and the Department of Imagination.
Washington's Lottery gift idea number 10.
It's time to find a gift for that special someone. So you hit the old standby. Choco-Lots. The gift of mystery nougat. How romantic. If you want to give a real thrill, give the small gift that could turn into something big. Give Scratch instead.
Scratch odds vary by game. Must be 18 to purchase. Problem gambling helpline 1-800-547-6133. Visit WildLottery.com for details.
You know, I'd really like to get a new camera, but salespeople are clueless, and that's if you can get them to wait on you.
Have you done some research?
Yeah. I know Sony and Canon and Panasonic make good cameras, but there are a lot of models, and I'm not sure which features are best for me.
How about your cell phone?
Good phone, bad camera.
Then maybe you should go to Video Only. They've got all the top-rated models from $99 to $499, and they'll help explain the differences.
So I could get a camera that's not too complicated but still takes really good pictures?
At Video Only you can.
At Video Only, you won't find huge stores with refrigerators or computers, but you will find the best deals on HD TVs, Blu-rays, cameras, camcorders, and home theater systems. Shop around. Just make sure you visit Video Only, because if you don't,
you'll be sorry.
In South Center, Bellevue, Linwood, Federal Way, and Tacoma. Video Only.
If you have a baby or a toddler, you know how much fun it is to dress them up in all kinds of cute outfits. But then they keep growing, and you need a whole new set of slightly larger cute outfits. Thankfully, the Baby Your Baby sale is going on right now at Fred Meyer, so there's no limit to the cuteness. Just visit fredmeyer.com to print a special coupon worth an extra 15% off your entire purchase, which means huge savings on brands like Carter's, Oshkosh, Graco, and more. You'll find all kinds of adorable outfits for your little one, along with great buys on essentials like diapers, wipes, safety gates, and so much more. And if you're expecting, it's a great time to get registered at Freddy's and start dreaming of all the possibilities. Save time, money, and gas at Fred Meyer. What's on your list today?
Also this week at Freddy's, don't miss the half-yearly vacuum event. It's your chance to replace your old vacuum and save big on a state-of-the-art model from Dyson, Hoover, Bissell, and other top brands. Now during the half-yearly vacuum event at your neighborhood Fred Meyer.
They've been called legends, icons,
and at the Jeep Showcase event. You'll find out what gives every Jeep vehicle the right to be called a Jeep vehicle. Jeep Grand Cherokee is the most awarded SUV ever. Jeep Wrangler Rubicon was named Best 4x4 of the Decade by Four Wheeler Magazine. And Jeep Compass carries on the legendary bloodline with up to 29 mpg highway. Test the best at the Jeep Showcase event. More than an event, it's a show of strength.
Well-qualified lessees can lease the 2012 Jeep Patriot Latitude 4x4 for $219 a month for 36 months with $24.99 due at signing. Tax, title, and license extra. Based on 2001 to 2010 model years. EPA estimated fuel economy 2.0-liter front-wheel drive with 5-speed manual transmission. Call 1-888-925-JEEP for lease details. Requires dealer contribution and lease through Ally. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 229. Jeep is a registered trademark of Chrysler Group, LLC.
It's here, Cabela's Spring Great Outdoor Days, our largest event and sale of the season. Find all the latest gear, save at our huge boat sale, and grab incredible doorbusters early this Saturday while they last. Cabela's, world's foremost outfitter.
From the State Farm Traffic Center, I'm Danielle. We are still seeing some crowding in a few areas. Also, I-5 northbound, the collector distributor just south of Yesler Way. We have a collision there blocking the center lane. Southbound I-5 is congested still from the I-5 405 split in Linwood all the way down to State Route 104. Southbound 405 through Kirkland still pretty backed up. So are both directions of 405. Well, they're just kind of slow through the Newcastle, Kennedale Hill area. Northbound I-5 from the Michigan curve up to the convention center. Expect to see some extra brake lights there as well.
New York Life Insurance Company. Protect what matters most in life with a company that has exceeded its guarantees to policyholders for 157 consecutive years. To learn more about how you can keep your family safe and secure, visit newyorklife.com.
Coming up on the Bob Rivers Show, Charlie Sheen is on his way back to prime time.
You're listening to the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Used to be sad. Used to be shy. Funniest thing, the saddest part is I never knew why. Ooh, keeping myself for nothing was my favorite sport. I had to take off and start enjoying, 'cause life's too short.
Says that's the worst television theme show of all time. I think you may be right. What is it for?
Alice. That was the name of the TV show.
Alice, Kiss My Grits. No, you never watched Alice?
The Three Waitresses.
Vera, Alice, and Flo at Mel's Diner.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
Linda Lavin was the title character, sang that song.
That's a horrible song.
And I'm feeling good. You know, like that.
No, keep going.
Is this a preview of how Jody sings?
Why Pedro did this.
It's my Linda Lavin.
It's a preemptive strike.
Impression.
Yeah. Jody is going to sing at Emerald Queen Casino, by the way.
We've seen that song. We're learning that song.
No. In case you missed it on the show, I should tell people what it is, by the way. Yes, I don't want to stop buying tickets. Joan Rivers will be there like, anybody here?
Can we talk?
What it is she did a brilliant parody of Paris Hilton's new song, which is like...
Drunk texting.
Yeah. It's a terrible, terrible song. And if you heard it when we played it on the air, Jody launched, she said, let me do one of those songs. And she did a song called Things I Found in My Purse, which was so good.
Yeah.
That we
debuted at number 78, didn't it, nationally?
Yeah.
We asked her if she would do it at Emerald Queen because she's got this hankering to be a performer singer.
There's a new kid in town.
See?
And I'm feeling good. No?
Yeah. Well, just threw it in my mouth.
Let me tell you something about performing.
By all means.
Please do, Sage.
It's something I think you already know.
What's that?
It takes time and experience.
Ah.
Yeah. And there's certain things that you're incredibly wonderful at. If you wanted to sing the way Eric wanted to play bass, I don't know if you could put the rehearsal time in to real. But I happen to think, and this is the good part, I happen to think you have a really wonderful, pleasing voice. If you wished to sing, I think you would be a great singer.
Thank you. Although I think that your suspicion about my work ethic is correct. I am not like Eric.
Right. You couldn't start taking voice lessons and practice 3 hours a day and tell your husband and baby, I'm sorry. I'm
no.
4 to 7 is blocked out for my new singing career.
No. And I'll tell you what.
And that's not your work ethic. Your work ethic is here. Yes. This is what pays your salary.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, of course.
Even if I wanted to, I couldn't even find the time because I have the toddler all day.
Exactly.
So I'm busy singing C's for cooking.
However, I do think you have potential.
Oh, thank you.
I think you have
Mom.
A voice. I do.
We got evidence if you want to hear it right now. This is the potential. Yeah,
this is
come out with this. It's so simple. Look at this.
This is your song that we're going to do at Emerald Queen.
The stuff that's in my handbag. I have this lip gloss. It tastes like sugar. I have more lip gloss than this. Here's my iPod in case I want to listen to music. I also have this headband. I have moisturizer. I have more moisturizer.
I don't want to give it all away.
Right. Oh make God. Him buy the ticket.
Also, that's in mono, crazy. Pedro. You got to get a really good stereo dance
bed. Oh, no.
But just like, what's the can you play the Paris Hilton one again? Because I forgot how stupid it was.
Right, give me a second.
Do you want me to sing the theme song from Alice while we're waiting?
No. by the way, the Paris Hilton song, as stupid as it is, it did feel like a catchy beat. Enough so that if I was a young person, you know, out on the mating ritual, I think it would be a hit. Is it a hit?
If you're in a club, 6-7, Red Bull and Vodka.
Kiss 106?
Yeah. I don't know if they're playing it. It's more of a dance club song. I don't think it's a radio song.
You gotta get you some delay special effects.
Right.
Yeah. It's a hot mess of misspelled obscenities, body parts, and run-on questions. I'm not sure what he means to ask. He's just a drunk text. This is the last time I'll ever drink and text.
All right, there you go.
Go on, everybody.
Feeling good. No.
No.
That's how she does it.
Crab sandwich.
I think Joan Rivers put us all in a mood.
She's awesome.
Was she something?
She's phenomenal. And I made a joke for about not wanting to meet her because I wouldn't know how to not look at her face and freak out. And I really mean that. I mean, you can laugh, but I think the world of her. I really do. I have nothing but amazing, glowing respect for that woman. And I couldn't look at that train wreck of a face. And
you're
not.
You're just a face bigot.
I am a face bigot.
In person, you would not feel that way.
I'm not going to take the chance.
All right.
I'm not going to disrespect her by throwing up.
Oh, are bad.
That's so mean.
That's terrible of you.
Plus
but now, you know what? I don't want you to meet her either.
Gosh,
now.
She's really? Awesome.
I thought it would be a great experience for you, but screw you.
Right.
All right. Charlie Sheen is going to be on TV. FX says that Anger Management, his new comedy, premieres June 28th at 9 p.m. as part of a 4-comedy summer block. New seasons of Wilfred, Louis and Russell Brand's new late-night series, Strangely Uplifting, also on the network. The new episode of Anger will shift to 9:30 in its second week. It'll be on 9 o'clock in its first week. And if the 10-episode season hits certain ratings thresholds, like if it can get up off the ground like he apparently has, the network is contractually bound to order 90 more episodes.
He got a deal that if he gets numbers for 10, they'll give him 100?
Yes.
It'll be so hard to avoid with the Louis night because Louis is a show that has a lot of traction. Right.
And then Russell Brand is getting his own talk show that premieres the same night.
Right.
Wow.
You get Louis C.K., Russell Brand, and Charlie Sheen all in a couple hour stretch.
So while we're handicapping our faith or lack of faith in people, Charlie Sheen, does he pull out of this slide, and does he once again have a successful sitcom? Success will be determined by the ordering of 90 more episodes. Do you think he does it?
I think he does it. I think he's looked death in the face. I really do.
If he gets a theme song better than Alice, he needs a
impossible.
Good theme song.
He needs a good theme song.
And I vote for Ian Dury in the Blockheads. I think that could be a good Charlie Sheen theme song.
All right.
The old Sex and Drugs and Rock and Roll.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be good.
Paris? Then what do you say? Yeah. All right, thank you.
It's a hot mess.
All right, before we go, anything we need to get to sports-wise or news-wise?
Yeah, QFC brings the sports board. I can tell you that the guy who handled Ryan Braun's whiz, remember the Major League Baseball player's most valuable player was testing positive for steroids and performance-enhancement drugs? He was suspended for 50 games to start the season. He appealed that suspension, and it was overturned because there was a tainted sample, he said. They couldn't guarantee that in the 44 hours, by the time the sample was collected on Saturday and then sent to a lab on Monday, that it wasn't compromised. Well, the guy who took the whiz says, I did everything right. I collected the pro athlete's urine on a Saturday and couldn't find an open FedEx office because it was a Saturday, and they're not open on Sunday, so I put it in my basement, like I always do, weird, and I sent it on Monday. He said he's handled 600 specimens in the 10 years, or nearly 10 years, he's handled Major League Baseball urine samples, and for a lot of other sports as well. He said he didn't take the urine out clubbing, didn't double date with the urine, pick up any strippers. It says it's clean. You know, this whole overturning the suspension is based on a potentially compromised sample. He said, I did everything by the book.
All right. And Jody.
So I have some Hollywood news for you. Beyonce has officially been offered her the X Factor seat. New mom Beyonce reportedly being offered $100 million a year to become a judge on the X Factor. Mm. Now, this would be...
Is that desperation, by the way? I say desperation.
Well, it's desperation. It's also brilliant because she is a huge, huge star with a lot of appeal with a lot of different people.
And desperation is brilliant, by
right?
The way. It's
even
much
if she
easier
doesn't
to put it down when it's not brilliant.
Even if she doesn't take it, the offer alone is sheer brilliance.
Yep,
everybody's going to say $100 million a year, whether she takes it or not.
What do they give the winners?
$5 million. Just being pretty is not enough to bring ratings for the X Factor. They thought Nicole Scherzinger from the Pussycat Dolls was going to be like a draw, and nobody cared because being pretty gets old, which is what I've always said. Two more quick facts. Jennifer Garner gave birth to a baby boy. We don't know the name yet. She has two other daughters with Ben Affleck. And Snooki's pregnant.
Snooki is pregnant.
With a person, I think.
We hope. There are lots of UFO sightings.
It's a bottle of Grey Goose.
So I've been shopping, as you know, I'm trading in a car, and I've been shopping around for cars. One of the things I did test drive was the Chevy Volt. I was impressed with it. There is a news story today that President Obama is going to buy a Chevy Volt after his presidency, presumably because... a car like that, carrying the president, driving himself during the presidency would be a security risk, right?
I thought because 4 more years of his presidency, we won't be able to afford gas. Is that why it is?
Yeah. So, you know, what would they call it? Duracell 1. You can borrow that, Pedro, if you want to see how it goes.
That's great.
What? Duracell 1. Just write it down.
Okay, I'm writing it down right now. I'm sending it right now. Just
oh, he used an air pen. Look at him. Good. He did an air pen.
That was a good joke, my friend, for someone who doesn't do it professionally.
Better than mine.
Okay, to buy a Chevy Volt, he says, it's a rare post-presidential pledge. Speaking to a raucous crowd of United Auto Workers, of course, Obama recalled a 2010 visit to General Motors near Detroit, where he slid behind the wheel of a new Chevy Volt fresh off the line. Secret Service wouldn't let me drive it, but I liked sitting in it, he said. It was nice. I'll bet it drives real good, and 5 years from now, when I'm not president, I'll buy one and drive it myself. Will he follow through on that campaign promise? It's a campaign promise, by the way. Really.
Then I think he does. And I bet you Mitt Romney tells the same joke I told about not being able to afford gas prices after 4 more years of this guy. I bet you.
As long as they're still making them. I mean, you never know. Cars come and go.
Cars do come and go. I think the Chevy Volt's going to do okay. Now, later this year, Toyota is coming out with the RAV4 EV, which is his little Hobbit SUV, only an electric vehicle. And the details are very, very tight on that one. Mum's the word. I can't even find much speculation on the internets.
If they could do it right, that would be ideal, because the knock on a lot of
the Leafs and the Volts.
Yeah, is that you can't put anything in them.
Right. And the other knock is that most of them, you can only drive a certain distance.
Range, yeah.
50 miles or so. And this will probably be the case for a while until they make batteries better. I believe, though, that when an electric car can be driven for 100 miles, which will include almost everybody's daily driving, sort of like a cell phone. Remember when your cell phone would run out of battery during the day?
Yeah. Yeah.
And they finally got it to the point where, if you're a heavy user, you might have to recharge it. But for the most part, cradle it at night, and you don't have to worry about it going dead. When that can happen with cars, look out for electric vehicles.
When they get to the point where they can match a tank of gas, 200-mile range with electric cars, we're done.
There were many naysayers about hybrid vehicles, but looky, looky, just about every car company has to have a hybrid vehicle now, and they're starting to get more luxurious hybrid vehicles.
Now we're talking.
Because they're realizing that, now we're talking.
Hey, I pulled up next to one of those Prius Vs at a red light yesterday.
Yeah. Good looking, right?
I was stunned that it was a Prius.
Yep. It's.
Now you're getting your luxury brand, your Lexus and stuff in there, too.
Lexus has a hybrid now. I don't know all of the other ones. I think Chrysler has one as well. And Toyota's coming out with one, the Avalon, which is later this year, about 7 months from now. So there's, and here's why I think, and I made a bunch of bold predictions yesterday, which I got a lot of people don't like, which is fine. I mean, it's just an opinion. But I think we've reached the point where we no longer call them a fad that might not work, or the batteries are going to blow up.
Right.
Or they're going to be unreliable. We've gone past that now. And I think people like the idea of getting 40 or 50 miles to the gallon, especially as gas hits $5. Remember, I told you before, gas will someday be $5 and more and beyond.
Yep.
And, this is just one way to feel good about not having to constantly shell out every week.
Right.
Now, granted, right now you shell out more for the car.
Mm-hmm. But there's a crack in the dam.
But it's something about not having to come up with that money, massive money. I mean, imagine what it'd be like someday when you fill your car and it says $100. Some of you who are driving monstrous SUVs are getting close now.
It's happened already.
It has happened to trucks.
But if you got a truck, you are looking at $100 every time.
So anyway, watch out for this stuff. I saw something very strange too yesterday, and I don't know. Only saw this story, so I'm not reading it verbatim, but if I read the story correctly, the United States government is about to require that all cars by 2014 have backup cameras. Did you see that story?
Well, they want to do that. Now, the auto manufacturers are saying,
pushing back.
That's too expensive.
You know, when they pushed back, by the way, they ran over a baby.
Write that down.
And send that one to right now.
Baby.
Nuggy,
nuggy, whack, whack.
Well, and that's
killed
why.
Up, baby.
That's why. And good that, stuff. It happens way,
the reason
way
for
too
this,
often.
The reason for this proposal, like seatbelts, like airbags and every other safety safety requirement, is that babies, children, toddlers get run over. I forget the exact numbers. They were in the article. Every year and die. And you know who usually is behind the wheel that kills them?
Mom or dad.
Their parents.
Yep.
It's the saddest, horrible thing. And what they say is these backup cameras will save babies. And you know what? The auto companies, ultimately, I think they have to do it. First off, the auto companies say that it'll cost like $200 a vehicle, $200 to $300 a vehicle. And I'm saying, you know what? That guy down at the home show, I'm pretty sure he got that camera for $10 in the mirror and look up the women's skirts. Yeah. They're pretty cheap.
Have you used a car with a backup cam?
I have one, yes.
Yeah, we got one.
I just rented a car. My car was in the shop and I had it for 3 days. Wow.
Isn't
what a
great?
Difference.
Yeah.
Why think about anything if it'll just alert you?
They can now put the backup cam in the mirror.
That's
have you seen those?
Is. Yeah. Ours is in the mirror.
Guessing your Toyota has that. My dad's Toyota.
Toyota does.
Yeah.
Yes. And so I didn't want to turn the whole show into a Toyota.
Well,
Toyota.
My
Honda has one.
My
too,
dad's
by
got
the, way.
The same truck, and it kind of scared me the first time I put it in reverse and looked
and there's
at
this
the
picture
rear view.
Shows up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And it actually looks kind of spooky, like it's an apparition from Poltergeist or something.
Yeah, it really is.
It's on the back of your car.
It pops up.
Yeah.
So anyway, should this happen, the auto companies say it'll cost a lot of money. We'll pass it on to people. But if it stops babies from being killed, what do you think?
It's a guarantee. It's a lock.
It's a lock. You think it'll happen? Yes, Eric.
I've got the stats here. It says that 228 people die every year, and about 17,000 people are injured every year, and about half are kids.
So about 100 kids a year won't die. and a bunch of them get run over by their own parents.
Now what would you pay?
Yeah.
I mean, that's an upside. The downside is that it makes you kind of dull around the edges.
Does it?
Yeah. Well, the car that I was driving had the backup cam, and it beeped if I got near something. And then it beeped if there was something in my blind spot, and it beeped, you know, it flashed lights. It's like, well, aren't you expected to pay a little bit of attention to when you're driving? I mean, I know that people drive distracted.
That's an interesting point, too. Does it make you less careful?
It was a dummy-proof car, for sure. Right.
More to come on that. It's 9:54. Again, if you want to hear the unedited Joan Rivers, you can download the podcast, correct?
Well, actually,
are they making us edit it?
Yes. So we're going to edit it.
But put a little cuckoo clock in there or something. They'll know what she did. Okay. If you want to hear Joan Rivers, do it that way. And do buy a ticket to see her tonight at Benaroya Hall. You heard how amazing she was. 9:55. That's it for our show.
Momentum.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Hi, this is Chris Daughtry. Schools are really hurting for basic resources. You want to help a teacher out in a big way? DonorsChoose.org is an online charity that makes it easy for you to help a classroom in need. Hook up with Chase and Clear Channel Communities in supporting DonorsChoose.org and pick from over 25,000 classroom requests. For instance, how about a bunch of new books to read? Thanks to the leadership of Chase, every dollar you donate will be matched up to $250,000. Go to DonorsChoose.org/Chase.
What are you doing Thursday at 10 p.m.? Mi amigo Wilmer Valderrama called me to remind me to watch the premiere of Awake on NBC. I already watched the preview and loved it. You can see it too. Go to isheawake.com and have a peek. The premise is so creative. There's this guy who, after a car accident, starts living in two realities. And he's a detective. His cases in both realities kind of overlap. So remember this. Thursday at 10 p.m. on NBC. Awake. No chance you will fall asleep.
That's a long time. We've gone from cassette decks and brick phones to where we are today. That's why Car Toys isn't just having a sale to celebrate our 25th birthday. No, sir, no way. Right now, we're having a birthday bash with legendary savings throughout our stores. Example, we think everyone should be able to control the music on their iPod from their car stereo. So we're offering a Sony CD receiver with full iPod control for just $99 installed. Really? With installation? Huh. Says so right here. That's nuts. Or get a birthday bash exclusive on Focal speakers. Originally $249, on sale for $149. Plus an additional $25 in birthday bash savings. That's half off. And take an additional $25 off the sale prices on speakers, amps, and subwoofers. You'll find the lowest prices of the season on in-car video, backup cameras, remote start systems. But remember, these ridiculously low prices won't last long. So what the heck are you waiting for?
Car Toys, a better way.
Meet one of your local GEICO agents.
Hello.
She's close by.
Feel free to call or stop by anytime.
Call or pop right in for some small talk. You know, lovely weather. Fancy the game tonight? Could I save 15% or more on my car insurance? 15%? That's not small talk, is it? I never like that term. It's a bit offensive to folks like myself.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
To see how much you could save, contact your local GEICO office in Bellevue, Lakewood, Oak Harbor, or Silverdale.
It's often said, home is where the heart is. Lovely sentiment, but I actually have a better one. Home is where the savings is. Because it's never been easier to have us help you switch your homeowner's insurance to GEICO and start saving. What with a little help from your friends at GEICO, home is where the savings is, indeed. I have that cross-stitched, actually, on a throw pillow on my sofa. Really brings the room together.
To get a free rate quote, go to GEICO.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local GEICO office.
At Les Schwab, we're celebrating 60 years of serving you, our customer, with an all-new freebie promotion.
If you need tires, come choose from the West's largest selection at Les Schwab.
And while you're here, enter to win.
1,500 lucky winners will win a share of $750,000 in freebie or cash.
See LesSchwab.com or a store for official rules. It's Les Schwab's founder celebration for a limited time only at your Les Schwab Tire Center.
At the Chrysler Showcase event, it's not about cars stealing spotlights. It's about cars that have earned them. Chrysler 300 with its available 8-speed transmission and 31 miles per gallon highway. Chrysler 200 with best-in-class V6 horsepower. And Town & Country rich leather trim and DVD standard. The way we see it, you want to be in the spotlight, deserve to be in the spotlight. Test the best at the Chrysler Showcase event.
Now, get 0% financing for 72 months or $3,000 cash allowance on Chrysler 200. Visit your Chrysler dealer today. EPA estimated rear-wheel drive V6 based on Chrysler Group LLC standard midsize sedan segment. Excludes LX models. 0% APR financing for 72 months equals $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance for well-qualified buyers with 10% down through Ally Financial. Residency restrictions apply. Offers end 2/29. Chrysler is a registered trademark of Chrysler Group LLC.
Skiing in Aspen.
Giant steak dinner.
No TV.
At KeyBank, we want to reward you with things that make sense for your life.
Shopping spree.
Gift cards for gas. That's why with Relationship Rewards Points, you can turn everyday transactions into
ice skates.
Giving to charity.
Just about anything you want. So if you're ready to unlock your reward possibilities,
Italy, just to see what the pizza's like.
Visit a KeyBank branch today or log on to key.com/get rewards. KeyBank, unlock your possibilities. Certain restrictions apply. For full details, visit key.com/get rewards. Member FDIC.
Get the CenturyLink price lock guarantee with up to 12 meg of high-speed internet for just $19.95 a month for 5 years when you bundle. And you'll wish other things came with a guarantee like that.
Sheila, before I propose, I want to guarantee you won't get lazy and wear flannel every day.
Yeah? Well, I want to guarantee that we won't live with your mother.
Click CenturyLink.com and get high-speed internet for just $19.95 a month for 5 years when you bundle with unlimited nationwide calling. No term commitment. Service and offer not available in all areas. Residential customers only. Restrictions apply. Contact CenturyLink for details.
Newsflash, Wednesday. Sherry's Restaurants are giving away a free slice of their award-winning pie. You heard me right. A free slice of pie with a purchase of any dinner entree from 4 till 10 p.m. tonight only. Free Slice Wednesdays at Sherry's Restaurants and Pie.
I came to South Africa looking to feel alive again. From the moment I stepped off the plane, I knew this would be an adventure unlike any other. It's the kind of place for those...